support some for putting out some of their magazine for peace officers. I got my troubles and let them have theirs. Peace officers pay for it.
Was that the sheriff or?
No, it was some organization trying to sell all this stuff for the officers, you know, and let the public pay for it for them, you see.
What kind of stuff?
Well, they sell, What's Happening, some, you know, magazine, if you like, officer's magazine.
I see. Are you a peace officer? Is that
no,
what was it?
Nothing to do with it.
Oh, they just wanted you to...
They have a lot of things that, when they want anything paper, they'll come to the merchant's paper, anything new.
I see.
You know.
How come did they
it's
just...
numerous.
They bother all the merchants in town with that stuff, huh?
Yeah.
Is that?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
If you had a out in a field, you wanted to get the you're going to plant in a field, you wanted to get the.
What do you say, Charlie?
How you doing, Dave?
All right. You're on time today, are you?
To get the you're going to get the stumps out of a field. You know, you have to.
Blow them out of dynamite.
Okay, and then after they did that, they might have to hitch up a tractor or mules, and then they did what? Then they
take them up and burn them.
Yesterday what those stumps out of the field.
They take a bulldozer now and shove them out.
But they used to do what?
Blow them out of dynamite and burn them.
Okay, but before you burned them, I mean, if you did that. He did what? He pulled you. You might say he pulled it along the ground, or you might say he.
Right.
Okay. And something used to break up soil with.
Subsoil, a turning plow.
What different kinds of plows are there?
Old tractors now. Back then, we had turning plows for.
Did you use that? Were there any different kind of plows other than turning plows, or was that the
bulldozer?
What was that like?
Just one single mule and go along and plow it with a single plow. That was back when they didn't have any tractors. Usually plowed new ground where they first cleared it, where the stumps and all, used a bulldozer plow.
Is that the one that's kind of shaped like this?
No, that's a twister, you think. No, it's just a single one about so wide you'd go along. And right along here again, where it's lovely.
Okay, now you mentioned a turning plow, a bull tongue plow, and a twister. Are there any other kinds of plows?
Subsoil, that's where you went down the bottom of a fur to break it up on deeper down. That's what you call a subsoil plow.
What did that look like? What did the plow itself look like on that?
Well, it was a plow and had a point about like your hand on the bottom of it, but it wasn't much wider than a beam and that to go through it. And they'd drop it down in there that deep in the bottom of a fur where you plowed you with your turn plow. You'd come along another team and plow down in that fur and break that up. That's what you call subsoil then. In olden days, now that they have a subsoil, they just hook a tractor and go on down.
What did they used to use, and I think they still do, something they use after they plow to break up the soil?
Discare.
Yeah.
Drag air.
What did they used to call the kind of a harrow that was pulled by a mule?
Discare.
Did you ever, those kind that have a number of very...
Spring tooth hair.
Yeah. Did you ever call that anything else?
No, spring tooth hair.
Did you ever hear it called the gee-whiz?
That's just a single gee-whiz, just pull one horse. That's usually to cultivate stuff after it's planted.
A gee-whiz isn't a harrow?
Gee-whiz spring tooth, it's about 5 to 7 springs on it, and a spring tooth hair might have